KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 38 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Our forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies with light rain and a high near 50. Radar shows there's some light rain activity stretching from northwest to southeast from about the Ottawa area down between Logan and Harlan and then near Atlantic all the way down between Red Oak and Corning. In Western Iowa news, the Carroll County attorney is not pressing charges and has closed an investigation of two employees in the Carroll County Sheriff's Office involved in weapons training classes. A special investigation by the state auditor in 2017 reported nearly $130,000 in undeposited fees for classes Carroll County Lieutenant Tom Franzen taught in his off-duty hours. The fees were handled by administrative assistant in the sheriff's office. State Auditor Mary Mosman said the audit's estimate of undeposited fees may be off because it was based on the number of concealed weapons permits granted by the Carroll County Sheriff's Office over a five-year period.
In other words, if they took a class in a different county, they would have paid that other county, but then they received the permit in Carroll County.
The audit didn't take into account concealed weapons permits issued to active duty military, veterans, law enforcement employees, or people who took an online course, none of whom would have paid a fee to the Carroll County deputy for a weapons training class. Carroll County Attorney John Warden issued a written statement this week about the case. Warden said he conducted an extensive review with other prosecutors and concluded there was insufficient evidence that a crime had been committed, so the case was closed. The state auditor has given the county some recommendations for providing oversight to any fees that may be paid for services provided by county employees.
But we do not offer any sanctions or repercussions to this. We're simply putting out what needs to be approved upon.
On March the 12th, the Carroll County Board of Supervisors approved new written policies for use of the courthouse and county-owned property for weapons training classes. The Carroll County Sheriff has written new policies on when and how employees in his agency may be involved in the classes. Regular audits of Carroll County operations did not raise any red flags about fees for the weapons classes. A complaint from a political opponent of the sheriff prompted the state auditor's investigation. Council Bluffs police say two transient men have been arrested on murder charges following an investigation into the discovery late Wednesday night of a body found outside of a building at 1435 North 15th Street. 46-year-old Vance Good was charged with first-degree murder in the death of 44-year-old Lee Johnson. 32-year-old Brandon Hollis was charged with being an accessory to murder. Both men were being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities say at around 11:30 p.m. Wednesday, Bluffs police and fire personnel were dispatched to the Joshua House on North 15th Street with regard to an assault. The Joshua House is a 24-hour men's emergency homeless shelter. Johnson, Good, and Hollis were all signed into the facility to spend the night. Upon their arrival, officers located Lee Johnson's deceased body laying outside the building. Johnson had multiple deep lacerations to his face and neck. Joshua House staff directed officers to Vance Good and Brandon Hollis, who were both still inside the facility. Preliminary investigation revealed that Good and Johnson were in an altercation inside the Joshua House, and it's alleged that Good used a sharp cutting instrument to fatally wound Johnson. Good and Hollis then proceeded to carry Johnson's body out of the building to dispose of it in the parking lot. Neither Good or Hollis attempted any life-saving measures, nor did they contact anyone to provide emergency medical assistance for Johnson. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Union County was arrested by Adams County deputies a little before midnight Thursday following a traffic stop on Highway 25 near 272nd Street. Vincent Brown of Kent was taken into custody at around 11:58 p.m. for OWI first offense and transported to the Adams County Jail. Police in Red Oak arrested a man at around 7:25 p.m. Thursday for public intoxication and urinating in public. 56-year-old Tony Joe Christensen of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 1300 block of North Broadway in Red Oak and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. And police in Nebraska are asking for your help in finding a missing veteran who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Authorities say 28-year-old Nicholas Anthony Rados was last seen February 22nd after he was discharged from the Bellevue Medical Center in Omaha. Nicholas goes by the nickname of Nick and is a former 82nd Airborne Division paratrooper who suffers from PTSD. His family is worried as Nick has not contacted his children or parents since his discharge from the medical center. His phone is out of service and there's been no social media activity. If you see him or know where he is, contact contact your local law enforcement agency. A picture of Nicholas Rados is available under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Dan Anderson, age 71, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dan Anderson will be today at 9:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Raymond Wilberding, age 85, of Erling, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Ray Wilberding will be today at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maggie Jo Zager, age 5, of Audubon, died Sunday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Funeral services for Maggie Zager will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care of Audubon has the arrangements. Ada Goshorn, age 101, of Messina, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Ada Goshorn will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Arlo Damon, age 87, of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Arlo Damon will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Ralph Huffman, Jr., age 88, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ralph Huffman, Jr. will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Robert Bob Gale Van Meter, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Bob Van Meter will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel, the United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joni Bauer, age 56, of Exira, died March 11th. A celebration of life gathering for Joni Bauer will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Gary Christensen, age 80, of Harlan, died January 10th. A memorial service for Gary Christensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norma Thomas Bell Peterson, age 95, of Audubon, died March 16th at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Norma Peterson will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lester Arbach, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Lester Arbach will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Les Geyer, age 70, of Hancock, died at his home Wednesday. A visitation with the family of Les Geyer is on Sunday from 2 until 5 at the Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. And David Haas Anderson, age 61, of Audubon, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for David Haas Anderson will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.